Is it?
Hi, Gust.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Dr. D's office, the male enhancement. We were responding to your inquiry.
I'm still out of town, boss. I'm out of town for work. I'll be out till, I'm thinking around July, maybe.
July? Okay.
Yes. But I'm still definitely interested.
Okay. Well, can I interest you in making an appointment for July?
Yeah, we can do that.
This way you can speak with the doctor yourself, and he'll give you all the information you need, okay?
Okay,
but,
sounds great.
In July, what day actually are you available to speak with?
Are you guys available on weekend?
Like the 1st of July, or are you looking at maybe middle of July?
Maybe around the beginning of July. My job is seasonal because of the weather, so I might even come home earlier, and I might even give you a call back earlier if I get back, you know. But, I'm thinking like maybe beginning, first, second week of July.
First, second week of July, okay. Are you good for, let's say, Monday? No. That's the 1st of July, Monday. I don't know if you're good for that. Or do you prefer maybe Thursday, the 4th?
Yeah, maybe a Thursday would be better. Oh, wait.
Thursday?
Oh, that would be 4th of July. That would be the 4th, though. Well, if you guys are open, because we'll probably be off work anyway. Well, that'll
oh, wait a minute. Let me fix. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong. I'm looking at 2000. Do apologize. Let's say, are you good after the 4th of July, like the following week, like maybe Thursday, or do you prefer on a Monday? I was looking at the wrong calendar. I'm sorry, man.
I prefer like maybe, so that way it doesn't fuck me up at work. Okay.
Okay.
If I don't show up to work at the beginning of the week, they already think I'm fucking off.
Okay. So are you good for July the 11th? That's on a Thursday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you prefer 8 in the morning? Have him call you 8 in the morning your time? Or 4 in the afternoon your time?
I'll say 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? Okay. Okay, 8 a.m., okay. And, well, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
I don't think so. I'd have to go back and look at our previous conversation, what your guys' deal, what you guys had going on. And then when it comes up, I'll get back to you, wait for the appointment, and then probably whatever questions I have, I'll ask them.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Cool. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
You know what? Let me ask you. And that's permanent, right?
Excuse me?
And that's permanent. It's permanent, right?
Like, yes, sir. All the procedures, either for the shaft or the head, it's all permanent. Yes.
Okay, so there's no like fucking upkeep on it, and I gotta come back here and get another.
No, not at all. But the best person to answer those personal questions, it is the doctor. Yeah, because he knows about this much more. I mean, what I do know is that, you know, if either you work on the shaft or the head part, you know, it's all permanent. It's not going to, you know, it's not something that's going to not appear the next day. No, it's all permanent.
No.
But talk with him because he'll be able to give you more insight on how everything works. If anything else, you know, after the procedure, you know, he'll give you all the information you need.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, well,
right,
thank you for
thank you. Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for choosing Dr. D's office, male enhancement. You have yourself a great day. Thank you very much.
Likewise, thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.